Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got the evil Kevin Trudeau with us. Got to burn his books, got to ban him from speaking. He can't have his First Amendment. This is exciting, though, specifically. Well, first, let's finish up with real estate. But then what does it mean that you've won your appeal against the feds? I guess it just means
they're back in court. All it means is now it went from the appeals court, went back to the lower court, and now the government said, okay, well, they overturned the judgment because they said it was wrong. So now the judge has to restructure another judgment. Because I was found in contempt and because I did the evil thing, my evil thing is I said the weight loss cure was easy. That's why I was charged $37 million, because I said it was easy.
But isn't that double jeopardy that you keep winning?
Yeah, there's a lot of legal things. This is a contempt hearing. It's not in front of a jury. I asked the judge, please charge me criminally. I asked him to charge me criminally. I gave him an offer. I says, charge me criminally in front of a jury, and if I'm found guilty, I will give away my First Amendment rights. I said, that's my offer. Charge me criminally. Put me in front of a jury. The judge laughed. I says, I'm willing to give you a deal here, Your Honor. Charge me criminally. Criminal contempt. And put me in front of a real jury. Because you know that they are not going to, they're going to say, easy? First off, I got 100,000 people that said the weight loss cure was easy. That's number one. But here's the best part. The judge said, I read the book, The Weight Loss Cure, and I don't think it's easy at all. I said, excuse me, Your Honor.
So he's now the judge of everything.
That's correct. I said,
jury.
I said, you read my book, which is protected by the First Amendment, and you don't like the way it was written? He said, well, I don't think it's easy. I said, did you do the weight loss cure in the book? No. How do you know if it was easy? I said, and even if you did it, it's irrelevant. I said it was easy. There's 100,000 other people that said it was easy. It's subjective. It's my opinion. It's protected by the First Amendment. He said, no, I think everybody who bought that book was defrauded, and therefore I'm fining you $37 million. He says, you're dangerous to society.
But the government can't find plaintiffs. They've got to come after you themselves.
Exactly. There's no people out there. There were tens of thousands of letters written to the judge from people who said, you insane? I did the diet. It was easy. I lost a pound a day. I kept it off. It's the best thing that ever happened. Thank God for Kevin Trudeau and his books. And the judge said, well, those aren't going into the record. But this just shows you, and it's not about me, it just shows you that
it's about everybody.
It could happen to me, it can happen to the next guy. You know, when the Gestapo went in and took your neighbor, you said, well, they must have done something wrong. Guess what? You're next. You're next. And that's what's happening in America. You heard about the feds going to the guy's house who was complaining at a town hall meeting, and he was on Fox News, and he said, last night, goons from the federal government came to my house at 2:30 in the morning, threatened me and my
family. No, that happened here. That's happening to everybody.
And let me tell you, up until now, no one has been, it's like, why is Area 51, why was Roswell, why are these people afraid to say anything? Because they get direct threats. Why was Ross Perot dropped out of the race?
They threatened to kill his family.
And he said it right on national television on Larry King. I've had people come to my house in the middle of the night. I have a little bit of an advantage. Number one, and I won't get into it now, but I have a big advantage of why I can't be attacked in certain ways. But the attack that's against me is by using the media to demonize me and get people to stop doing business with me on a big and trying to get the public to stop buying my book.
They're trying to run a blockade against you, a siege.
Correct, yes.
It's like sanctions on Iraq for 18 years.
Correct. And, you know, the good thing is I know that what I'm doing is good. My books, hey, you may read the book, you may not like the book, you may not believe what I say in the book. But the point is I have the right to write a book called Natural Cures. I have a right to give you the herpes cure and say this is the cure. I have a First Amendment right to do that. I expose the banking industry. I have a new book coming out, Your Wish is Your Command, where I talk about the law of attraction and how to create whatever you want, which was hidden by Bilderberg Group. They don't want that information out. And I'm sharing information that I know personally, that I've used, that my friends have used to create wealth and better their lives. The government simply doesn't want people to know these alternatives. And not just that they work, but they don't want people to think.
KevinTrudeau.com. Check it out for yourself. And all things Kevin Trudeau. Kevin, I certainly hope they don't burn all your books, and I certainly hope they don't remove your free speech, because whether you're right or wrong, you've got that First Amendment right, and if you lose your right, I lose my rights. That's why we're standing beside you, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. You're doing a fantastic job.
You bet. Okay, we got the lead singer, Neil Fallon, a clutch, coming up.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and for the rest of the hour, as long as his cell phone holds out, he's over in Europe. Neil Fallon is the front man, lyricist, and occasional guitar player for the rock band Clutch, who's been around since 1991. Yeah, when I first heard, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, Escape from the Prison Planet, I was like, then I went and found out what year it came out, and I'm saying, wow, these guys are really on the same page. I didn't come out with Prison Planet until 2002, so maybe that song influenced me somehow. And the band's been around for 15 years. And it's just awesome, and he's with us. And you know, reading the lyrics, listening to the lyrics, I thought, these guys know all about the New World Order. They know all about what's going on. I said, we ought to get Neil Fallon of Clutch on, and we call him up to get him on, and it turns out that they are certainly aware of our work. And so it's just really exciting to have Neil Fallon on. Neil, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Hey, the pleasure's all mine, Alex. This is a blast. Good.
For some of my listeners that may not know about Clutch, who aren't, you know, kind of modern classic rock and roll fans, Tell us about yourself. Tell us about what influences you guys and what you're doing currently.
Well, our star backstory is pretty typical of, you know, most rock bands. We went to high school together and, you know, weren't particularly academic or athletic, so we said, hey, let's make rock and roll music for fun. And been doing that since the band started in 91. And, you know, it's great. You know, I get to jam with my best friends and go out on the road and play rock and roll music. And right now we're in Hamburg, Germany on tour. And today was a wonderful day. Got to see the sun for the first time in about 3 weeks. And got another week left and then head home. And supporting a record now called Strange Cousins from the West. And that's basically the Reader's, Super Reader's Digest version of what's going on.
Take that song, 50,000 Unstoppable Watts. You're talking about the information. What is that song about?
Well, the literal kind of genesis of that song goes back to where we rehearse in Frederick, Maryland. And in Frederick, Maryland, it's where the Fort Detrick Army Base is. And they do a lot of chemical weapons research and storage there. And it's only a couple miles from where we work, so it's, you know, it's a pretty heavy presence. And coming back from practice, listening to the instrumental version of that song, I passed the bass, and I was going to the beer store, and there's a lot of ham radio antennas that I think probably go back to, like, civil defense in the Cold War, and that's where the chorus came from. Anytime I write a song, I always kind of have a backstory that maybe won't be apparent in the lyrics themselves, but I think a lot of lyrics kind of talk about maybe the individual feeling somewhat helpless or fed up with powers that seem to be out of his or her control.
Absolutely.
And, I think this song isn't an exception to that rule.
Your political views, I mean, break those down for us, because, you know, the lyrics are really powerful, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out you guys occasionally listen to the show when you're out cruising around on the tour bus.
Yeah, we there was a pretty, when we were, particularly when we were in the van, excuse me, Tim, our guitar player, would download the podcast, and we would listen to it because you got plenty of time to kill. So that was a good thing. So politically, you know, I consider myself a moderate, and I know in the U.S. that's not a popular thing, because it kind of implies that you can't make up your mind or you're intellectually lazy. But the extremes to me, whether it's extreme left or extreme right, is just, it's just an easy way to think. And it's a lot harder to kind of sift through everything and create your own opinion.
No, I totally agree with you. I call that shattering the left-right paradigm, that the whole left-right thing becomes the entire universe of debate instead of, hey, I'm not looking at this entire system that you've laid out in front of me. I want something more. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes, I think so. It's it doesn't really matter to me who's in the Oval Office or who controls the Senate or the House. It's you're given a binary system of thinking, and it really disturbs me to hear the rhetoric that's going on in the country today. You're a socialist or you're a capitalist is dumbing it down so much that the public, the mob, is turning on itself.
Absolutely.
And the elite are laughing all the way at the bank because they're not getting looked at. So I really, you know, the New World Order to me is a lot like voodoo. It gets its power from a belief in it. And these people are just people. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you and me. And I think sometimes the lyrics can reflect a paranoia, but I think it's important to be able to turn paranoia on and off. Because when you become a slave to it, then rational thought goes out the window.
Well, I agree with you that the controllers just like our last guest was talking about, government buildings are these big imposing structures. You've got to go up the steps. They're built like castles against the people. You know, when they play Hail to the Chief, they point their cannon at you. It's all about they're the authority, they're invincible, they're gods. But you actually look at a G20 meeting and these bankers, they're a bunch of pot-bellied demons. They're not invincible. And if we discover that they're not invincible and come together as the people, instead of being turned against each other, if we come together as black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you know, and stop fighting with each other and start talking about liberty versus tyranny, we're going to win this thing.
It is. And well, I think it's so emotional. It's easy to get caught up in it. And when I talk about it in this kind of context, this conversation that we're having, I try to divorce myself from the emotions as much as I can, because once you start getting red in the face, then reason and rationality go out the window. And as you know, this subject is pretty nebulous. There's a lot of people with ulterior motives. You know, one minute you could be talking about something like, for example, the melting point of steel, and then two, three sentences later, that same person is trying to tell you that Nicole Kidman is a reptilian overlord. And it's a minefield. There's a lot of disinformation. There's a lot of just kookiness out there. And sometimes you want to throw your hands up and say, God, geez, I'll put my head in the sand and move out to the desert. But that's really not an option, is it?
Wow, that's a heavy point to make, because I try to stick to what I can prove, and I've seen the mainline system, when they do cover conspiracy issues on TV or radio, they like to mix chupacabras, space aliens, things that can't be proven but are interesting, in with the private Federal Reserve. And so it's easy to just like sports or like women or partying, and the whole world's designed to make you not want to look into reality, because the full spectrum of reality is a lot more confusing and wild and a minefield, as you said, than just the tiny spectrum of Leave It to Beaver and America's all fine and everything's dandy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing is ever easy. Nothing's simple. It's always more complicated. We live in a world where going back to the idea of socialism and capitalism. Those are European 19th century socioeconomic theories that I don't think in the way that we understand them are applicable today, because the world is changing so quickly. Once you define something, it's changed. And it's kind of like trying to grasp at water. And it's going back to what I said, it disturbs me to see people kind of cashing in on keeping people busy thinking that way. And, you know, when you say chupacabras and space aliens, I always talk about that in songs, because it's great material. These are characters of our myth-making process as we live. But at the same time, I think there's a seriousness to it. Sarcasm and humor is a great weapon, and bullies don't like to be made fun of. So I don't see myself as an expert in any subject. I just have a lot of questions and no answers.
Sure. And, I mean, we have David Icke on in people, because I believe David really believes what he's saying. And we do have a little bit of that as well, because we want to just get people thinking for themselves and realizing there's a bigger world out there, that there's more happening than what you just see on television or what your neighbors are doing. I mean, we're on a planet hurtling through deep space, and I think if people just rediscover the magic of life, the wonderment, that they'll stop letting Madison Avenue make them feel empty, so Madison Avenue can then dump in their false template of control.
This is true. I mean, I think in rock and roll, I mean, it's theater, and I think that all the world is a stage is an awesome analogy or parable, if you will, that it's easy, the easiest thing to do is to shock people. Bands make a living doing that sometimes. The easiest thing to do is to scare people. It's much harder to kind of engage people in an intellectual process. Maybe that sounds a bit too academic, but the world's not going to end in 2012, I'll tell you that much.
I absolutely agree with you. In fact, I'm making a film about how the establishment is trying to... Well, I'll explain it when we get back. We have, of course, the lead singer of the band Clutch, Neil Fallon.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Neil Fallon, frontman for Clutch, is our guest for the rest of the hour. I haven't asked him yet if he thinks we ought to take some phone calls coming up. Hell, we will. 800-259-9231. Just questions for Clutch, ladies and gentlemen. Neil, we were talking during the break. What has your evolution in awakening to the whole world government structure been like? When did you first start to question the nature of reality we live in? And you were telling me you went through a process of really being paranoid and freaked out, but now that you're not, explain that to us.
Well, I think growing up, I live in Maryland, but for all intents and purposes, you know, it's a Washington, D.C. suburb. So it's in my face every day. Air Force One, I see it once a week. Marine One flies over my house. I see signs for the CIA, the NSA. They're building a huge complex out in College Park called Avatar. And it's, I think it really got to me, you know, in my 20s, and I felt, you know, we're screwed. There's nothing we can do. Wringing your hands, kind of a Chicken Little psychology. And then I don't know exactly if there's a kind of a threshold moment or an epiphany, but I'm reading an awesome book right now called Politics and the Occult, and it's by the former guitar player of Blondie, Gary Lachman, and it's a real fascinating look into the occult in politics, and there's a quote at the top of the book that I think kind of explains that, and it's nothing could be more dangerous for the human race than to believe that its affairs had fallen into the hands of supermen. And for me, that is the realization that as powerful as someone may be, their blood runs red, and their breath stinks too. And I think it's much healthier to live with that in your mind than to think there's nothing you can do, and we're damned. That's a very dark place to go, and I'm not going to live that way. I'm not going to have someone tell me that the world is going to go up in flames on a certain date, because first of all, there's no way you could know that, because you're telling me you're God, because you can predict the future. And if that's the case, well, fix everyone's problems right now. I mean, you know, I know I'm kind of rambling, but I get a little
messed up. No, you're not. In fact, you know, we didn't do a pre-interview, and it's funny that you brought up the exact same things that are in my mind and at my core, and that's what I try to teach people, is that we all have incredible individual power, and I think instead of saying the world isn't run by supermen, I think the answer is we are all supermen and women. Like Gandhi said, the potential of the human species itself, and the elite know that they have to teach us that we're powerless because we actually have so much power. They're actually individuals who have realized how much power this species has and are scared that we will realize that potential and will actually contend for designing the reality we live in.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they try to prop themselves up with things like Bohemian Grove to instill a sense of mystery, because if it seems mysterious and spooky, then people are going to believe that you're mysterious and spooky. But, you know, Walter Cronkite's voice coming out of a big plastic owl to me is kind of laughable. And like going back to what I said, you know, I'm no expert on any of this. It's a huge topic with a lot of gray areas. That there's a lot of raw materials for songs, and when you listen to a song, you have your own subjective input into it, and I think that's the fun part. I'd rather cheer people on than beat them down.
What about Escape from the Prison Planet? That song came out, what, 95, 96?
Yeah, that was our self-titled record was sort of a big changing point for the band, both musically and lyrically, and I started reading a lot about at that point, UFO community, conspiracy theories, and whatnot. So the lyrics are almost like a list of things that I was reading. I remember back then, before the internet was really the entity that it is now, there was these books written by his name was Val Valerian. They're called The Matrix, and they were kind of like a compendium of the most bizarre conspiracy theories and just esoteric thought. And spent a lot of time in the back of the van poring over those things, and I think that kind of worked its way into the song there.
We're going to come back with Escape from the Prison Planet. On the other side, it's Clutch frontman Neil Fallon. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. Long segment coming up.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-3- hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Our guest, frontman for Clutch. Neil, what's the best website for listeners to go check out all things Clutch?
Anyone you want to go to is prorock.com. That's PRO-ROCK.com. We have another website, Weathermaker Music, but that's our own record labels, which is probably to bump you to Pro Rock. So information, message board, you know, all the links are centralized on that.
That's pro-rock.com?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were talking again during the break. That's some of the best radios, our discussions behind the scenes. Getting into the occult, you talk about it being voodoo. Voodoo is just a big mind game, a scam, making the poor Haitians believe that, you know, the politicians can make them die if they don't do what they say, just with, you know, some gunpowder thrown in the fire. You were talking about a book that you've been reading about the occult in politics. This is an occult empire. Give us your take on that.
Well, if if there is magic in the world, I think it's language. I mean, you can hypnotize people with language. And Clutch, we're not a platinum band, we're not a gold record band, but we've had some pretty big shows, and there have been moments on stage where I really felt, whether it's real or imagined, that I had 10,000 people in the palm of my hand, and it's the most powerful drug you can imagine. And I can understand how people get addicted to that, whether it be politicians or musicians. And I think that I think maybe that explains why some musicians get addicted to drugs, because they want to maintain that high all the time. But politicians never get off stage. They're always on it. And I think the occult, it draws its power from the power of the human mind. And I think a lot of these politicians try to imbue appear as if they are larger than life, either in their own mind or for our own benefit or not benefit, if you want to look at it that way, with these things that are hard to understand. But you go down to Washington, D.C., and it's a pretty imposing place. They're temples to mortal men, basically. But again, I'm rambling, and I forgot the initial. I forgot your initial.
No, we were talking about the occult. That's a great answer. I'm actually really impressed. It's thought provoking, the different points you're bringing up. What does concern you most about this New World Order structure? You brought up during the break privatization.
What scares me is if people. At the end of the day, the government is ours. Everyone that's elected is a public servant, and they need to be reminded that over and over and over again. They're like dogs. If you let them up on the couch, they're going to keep coming up on the couch. You got to remind them. We pay their wages. But if we start being so scared of being out of control, and we said, well, maybe it's best that companies take care of everything, all you've really done is you played a shell game. It's a three-card Monty. What really scares me is the privatization of prisons, of police forces, because then they don't have to answer to us, because they're their own entity, and that's capitalism gone awry.
What do you think? It's piracy. What do you think of the Hardin, Montana situation?
I've been trying to find out what's happened since. It's that story. At least from my own, kind of half-baked research, has kind of gone under the radar, and it's hard to find out what the repercussions were.
Let me give you the skinny on that. The state was so corrupt that when people begged them to investigate, they did a kind of a half-baked investigation and backed out. They admitted he was a 14-time felon and had 20-something aliases, and the local constabulary just wanted him to come in and start arresting the town to put him in the private prison to make them money. They also wanted it to be at Guantanamo Bay, and he's still visiting the town now, scamming new people, and it's really an example of the emperor has no clothes. Even though they know the emperor's butt naked, they don't want to admit they were wrong, because the boss hogs in that town are so criminal, they wanted somebody to come in and literally help them bleed the public.
So you're basically, it's just a glorified thug with a lot of money, but I don't. It's frightening to me that could get as far as it did.
And by the way, the head of the Two Rivers Authority said he would do it again, and that it was a great thing. That they haven't even gotten in trouble, and they're still trying it today, and no one will stop them because no one will admit they were wrong, and it just shows how wide open to corruption we are. It's like we have no immune system against it.
Well, it's almost like this: what was going on with the last administration. Some things were so over the top, in your face, shocking, that you almost believed it. Like you could say something so contrary to logic that, well, it's so baffling. Well, it must be true or must be okay. That was a Dick Cheney special. If we allow that to continue, if we're so afraid of our government that we decide that the answer is corporations, then I think we're ultimately just playing their game.
Well, what's happened is corporations have come in, created big government so they can get corporate welfare, and now they're just saying, hey, get rid of government altogether. We will be your government. That's all a king is some warlord who takes over your area and puts a crown on his head so everybody like monkeys bows down to them.
It's amazingly circular that it's almost you've gone back to feudalism, but it's digitized.
Digitized feudalism. The government's like a dog getting up on the couch that's getting uppity. I'm going to steal all of this, Neil. This is great stuff.
Go for it, man. I think going back to what I was saying about capitalism and socialism, because I come right now when I'm in Europe, I can see the news from afar and see maybe how the rest of the world might, or at least Western Europe, perceive the U.S. situation. And I talk to people who are in much more socialized governments than our own. To sell out to corporations I think that is the idea. I think that at the end of the day, you turn government into a corporation, you turn corporation into a government, and they meet in the middle, and then we're all screwed.
Absolutely. I want to go to Tim and Chris and Freddie and others, specifically calls for the lead singer, the front man, the founder of Clutch, 1-800-259-9231. Neil Fallon is our guest in the last 20 minutes we've got here. But before I go to these calls, tell us about your latest album. Anything else you'd like to impart to all your fans or new fans that are out there? Things that you're up on a soapbox reaching a couple million people. What does Neil Fallon think is most important?
I think what is most important is to appreciate what you have. And we all only have so much time on this earth, and you got to do more good than harm. And I play in a rock band. It's a blessing. I love doing it. I love playing rock and roll. Everyone else in the band does. Life can be tough, so sometimes you just want to escape for a little bit and listen to some tunes, and whether it be on your CD or at a live show. And for us, at the end of the day, it's about having a good time. We're not trying to lecture anybody. We don't have any agenda, even though sometimes these things creep in. It's about having a good time and try to keep it simple in a complicated world.
What do you think of people like Ron Paul and auditing the private Federal Reserve?
I'm about as dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to, like, macroeconomics. But I think the more transparent anything is, it can't be bad. And especially when it comes to money. And auditing the Federal Reserve, well, I'm sure there's some, you'd have an army of accountants to have to do that, but why not? What would be the harm? Just finding out the truth?
It is a little suspicious that they're fighting so hard to keep that from happening, but the audit of the Fed has cleared its next hurdle. Looks like it's probably going to happen, which again shows the people we're fighting are not invincible.
No, you know, we paid we paid our wages, and it's that and votes is what they live for. And if enough people speak out for whatever, you know, they believe in or are against, they will eventually listen. They work for us at the end of it's that simple.
Neil Fallon's our guest. Let's go to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Chris calling in from Germany first. You're on the air with Neil Fallon. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? And thanks, Neil, for putting out your music. Love it. Friends from Ohio got it hooked on, but I will be seeing your show tomorrow night in Frankfurt for sure.
Are you in the service out there?
No. Used to be, but now I'm here on my own.
What do you do in Germany?
Right now, just actually working in logistics, but we'll see how things go. I'd like to stay in Germany. Seems like things are a little bit better here than the States, but at the second hand, feeling like I'm leaving my brothers and sisters behind.
Yeah, that's pretty sad when Germany's better than the U.S. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad country. It's just sad for people to say, man, Germany's a lot better than the United States. Because for people that haven't been out...
Exactly. It's pretty sad. A lot of friends like, well, we're jealous that you're over there. It seems like things are getting 10 times worse here.
Well, that's unfortunate. Do you have any questions or comments, Chris, for Neil Fallon?
Well, I'm fairly new fan of Clutch, and if Clutch is a big supporter of Alex Jones, then I'm a big supporter of Clutch.
Well, they certainly tune into the show some, and we have some of the same views, so it's good to have them. Thanks, Chris. Tim in New York. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, big fan. And I just had a quick couple things to say. One is Clutch going to be playing in the States here when he comes back? And I just wanted to know, what do they think about System of a Down, bands of that nature? Are they aware of their message and things of that nature?
The short answer to your first question is yes. We got a short run around Christmas time in the Northeast. We're playing in Sayreville, New Jersey. It's North Jersey. I don't know where you're at in New York. I think we're also playing in, I want to say we're playing in Buffalo as well, and Boston, and Washington, D.C., and Charlotte, North Carolina. After that, not too much touring. And, yeah, we know a System of Down, good friends of ours. We did a couple tours with those guys, and we run into them every once in a while.
All right, well, thank you very much, Alex. Keep up the good work, and I hope to catch you in Buffalo now.
All right, man.
All right, fantastic. Let's talk to Freddie in Vegas. Freddie, you're on the air with the lead singer of Clutch. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, big fan. Just had a couple questions. First off, I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything you do. Before I started listening to some of your movies and your radio show, I was just very, very very mixed up, and I didn't really understand the society I lived in, and a lot of things didn't make sense, and I was always in a state of like, you know, what the hell's going on? And once I started listening to you, everything started making sense, and I'm like, wow, this is like a big scam. You know?
Well, that's my main message is, I don't claim to have all the answers, but I know what we're being fed by mainline media and government is almost all spin and lies, and the reality that we think we're living in is a fraud. And I actually don't like getting up in front of crowds. I liked it a little bit maybe 14 years ago. What I like is seeing other people fight tyranny, other people grow, other people learn that they are supermen. You see, that's my view. I get off on unlocking minds because I'm actually not unlocking them. I'm just showing people that there's a bigger universe around them. What's your take on that statement, Neil?
Yes, I mean, if it's you can't do anything for somebody. You kind of have to show them the way, and they have to walk their own voyage, and you have to go through the dark night of the soul sometimes to see the light of day, and that's just life. And you'll never stop learning. There'll be good days and there'll be bad days, but the reward will be much better because if you just live your life, you know, in some kind of Norman Rockwell fantasy land, well, that's just kind of tragic.
Well, that's my bottom line is that I wasn't unhappy as a teenager or in college, but something was missing. And the something that was missing was that I was living this limited life in this limited spectrum. And now I am so fulfilled. It's almost like torture sometimes, not being able to turn off the information, not being able to turn off the understanding. I mean, sometimes I kind of wish I could go back in the Matrix, but then I remember how bad the Matrix is. But it's very fulfilling, almost too fulfilling. Neil, do you ever feel like that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a bit of a news junkie, and sometimes you kind of overload yourself and it's just too much for you to wrap your head around. I think the information age is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because there's information and you can communicate across the world instantaneously, just like we're doing now. But at the same time, it can be almost schizophrenic with this kind of collective consciousness. It's like voices in your head sometimes. But it's important just to take it, you know, one step at a time and try to be as rational, reasonable, and as focused as you can be. And
Exactly, because you've got the people that are fully buying the mainline propaganda, then you've got people kind of in the middle who are just questioning everything, and then you've got all the crazies who believe anything and everything and are kind of mean and really just nasty. I do see it's almost toxic, like people woke up, but then they fell into a black hole. Do you see where I'm going with that, Neil?
There's a lot of people that already have, you know, ulterior motives. They already decided what their views are. They're just going to use the information to cater and enforce their views. They're going to only accept what props it up, and they will deny anything that puts it into question. For example, Charles Manson already had his mind on murder when it just took the justification of the Beatles song Helter Skelter to give him some kind of rationale in his pea brain about it. And there's a lot of people that are suffering from the same thing. Well, I've already decided this person or that group's to blame, and I'm only going to listen to that. But you can't do that because at the end of the day, you're just falling into another matrix.
Absolutely. People in the conspiracy world love to say it's this group or that group and only obsess on that. And they're in another tunnel vision system, another rat hole of the matrix, you could say. Man, this is an amazing, thought-provoking interview. I knew it because his lyrics are so powerful. He's Neil Fallon. It's Clutch, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I was just talking to Neil Fallon. He said it's such a huge topic. An hour goes by in just a few minutes, it seems, because you just scratched the surface. But we're almost out of time. We'll definitely have him back up. And I was just talking to him. We're going to work on getting System of a Down on in the next few months here. We're really expanding the show, mixing it up a bit, not just Alex Jones up here preaching. I want to try to jam in a few calls, but it seems like a lot of people are waking up, Neil. Are you seeing that with other musicians you talk to?
Yeah, in the rock world, this is a topic that's, I think, always been on the radar. Maybe starting out with punk rock, and maybe it's the mind of kind of the artist is always looking for a deeper reality, whether it be through painting or writing or music. And because of that, they maybe are inclined to look, is there a deeper reality in politics? And the rock musicians, I get virtually every one of them discusses this thing in one form or another. And there's as many different opinions as there are musicians. But it's out there, and you hear it in music. You just got to have to go looking for it. You're not going to hear it in top 40 music. It's not going to be something that you see in the Billboard charts, but there is a lot of it out there if you start looking.
Well, not tooting our horn, but you volunteered during the break. You said you'd be surprised how many musicians are aware of your show, but you were saying some positive, some negative. I would actually love to have the musicians on that disagree with me.
It's important to have civil conversation. And if someone disagrees with me, I'm not going to get upset and take that as an affront. I think you probably feel the same way.
No, I find it more thought-provoking.
That's the only way you're going to learn. If you're always preaching to one's own choir, it gets real boring. And I've learned a lot from people that I thought I always disagreed with. I think convictions can sometimes be an excuse for the simple-minded. It's the more you learn, sometimes the less you know. My opinions always change with the things that I include in life. Touring the world is a great education, and I'm not going to stop learning until, the day I kick it, and I make no apologies for that.
Let's take one or two more calls here with the lead singer of Clutch, Neil Fallon. Fire out your main website again.
www.prorock.com. That's PRO-ROCK.com.
Can't forget that. We'll link it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, and before you leave us, I'm going to put you on hold. Give us a P.O. box or something. I want to ship you guys all the latest films and books and material, Neil, because we love what you're doing. Maybe some of it will make it in a song someday. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, well, speaking of disagreeing, I want to disagree with something you said a little bit ago, Alex. You were talking about agreeing with Neil on his outlook, whereas with your sponsors and your shows, we've been talking about that this thing that we know as society is coming to some type of closure, and to continue to say that we are going to win this thing, yet come on the air with a red alert broadcast at times that you do, freaking people out, selling survival supplies and everything, you can't have it both ways.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call, and that's I could debate that for hours with you. In fact, put him on hold, and I'll talk to him when we come back before Bob Chapman comes on. We just got about a minute left here. I'm saying I really believe what I'm saying. I said better buy gold when it was 300. It's 1,000 now. Of course we're funding our operation, but I only do what I morally believe. And I was talking to Neil during the break. You misunderstood what he said. Neil, in closing, you were explaining there's a difference between being concerned and then coming in and acting concerned. Is that the way you said it?
I understand Scott's point, and I think it's important to differentiate between pointing something out that's scary and trying to scare people in order to sell something. The latter is unacceptable.
Absolutely. The only thing we're trying to sell here is freedom, and we need to get scared of the New World Order so we get up off our butts and fight it. Neil, let me say bye to you during the break. We'll be right back hour with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.